This impressive fort has stood watch over the Atlantic for nearly 400 years. For some of the sentries who scanned the ocean for invading navies, the fear was not a foreign fleet, but rather the devil himself. Isolated events grew into stories which gave way to tales of sentries vanishing into the night. This is edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The massive fortifications of El Morro and San Cristobal in San Juan were begun in the 1530s. Walter Chavez says one part of the structure is home to some mysterious events.
The Devil Sentry Box was actually the first piece that they built. So it was kind of like a small fortification in itself, but basically it was a sentry box.
A sentry would be stationed there for a watch. Those who had the night shift might have been terrified by the stories of those who held the post before them.
They got to get its name of the Devil Sentry Box because there's tales about the soldiers who actually would have to spend the night there. In the morning, they'd go looking for the soldier, and all they would find would be his uniform.
Story of the sentry's demise grew into tales of the devil capturing the soldier in the night. The reality is probably far from it.
More than likely, what it really was that the soldiers just basically gave up on being in the army and maybe found themselves a local girl that maybe they wanted to go off with, and that's probably what happened.
What is perhaps more amazing is that these fortifications were used for over 400 years, the last century of which was under U.S. control. The old fort is still here, but there are pieces of modern military barracks within it.
The bunkers that you see here that kind of remind you of what you used to see over in Normandy and places like that, well, that's what they were. They were here to look for U-boats and things like that during the World War II times. It's gone through a series of transformations.
Today, San Juan National Historic Site is truly a jewel in the park system, a place not to be missed, and a place where you will be mesmerized by the gigantic structures of old. Traveling the countryside in San Juan, Puerto Rico, I'm Andrew McCray.